Our Father, we've come tonight to worship you. And it's our desire that as we remember what you did for us through your Son, that we would glorify you in all that's said, done. We pray that you might truly bless us with your presence. We know you're here because there's more than two or three gathered in your name. But we pray, Lord, that you might bless us for the service tonight and how we remember what our Savior did for us. We thank you and we praise you in your name. Amen. Well, take your songbooks and turn to number 66. That is the song of the month, 66, which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show or proclaim the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation or judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." The reason I wanted to read this at the beginning of the service is because twice in those verses, the Lord, or Paul, quoting the Lord, said that we are to do this in remembrance of him. And in these next few moments here, as we give some announcements, have the offering taken, and then actually begin, I want you to start asking yourself, what comes to my remembrance as we observe a service like this? And I'm going to give you a chance to participate this evening. I'm counting on your help. I'm counting on your participation. Otherwise, it's going to be a real short service tonight. I haven't asked for something like this in quite a while on a communion service. We've had testimonies and things like that, but specifically, this do in remembrance of me. What is it that comes to your remembrance that is so meaningful to you as you observe the Lord's table? Having said that, you may be seated. By way of announcements, Lord willing, we'll be able to have Awana tomorrow evening. I don't think there's a big freeze coming, and we've had such warm weather, I don't think we even have to worry about the subdivision anymore. If we do get rain tomorrow, it was a sloppy mess. I'm sure glad I didn't wash my car in the last 6 months when I came in. When I came in this evening, because it sure got a lot more slop slung on it. Anyway, tomorrow, Lord willing, Awana, birthday night. And then Wednesday night is prayer meeting, Bible study at 7 o'clock. Ladies, you'll have your Bible study, Lord willing, on Friday, regular time. I think it says you're supposed to try to complete chapter 7 and perhaps go on into chapter 8. We still have some baby bottles, empty ones, on the window ledge in the coat rack area. We encourage you to keep collecting. And again, the reminder, the Pregnancy Help Clinic could really use some extra funds this year, as a building right adjoining theirs is available. They would like to purchase it to expand their facilities, but they need money. And so 2 weeks from today, the 17th, is when we want all the bottles brought back. And like we've done other times, on that Sunday, we'll just bring them up and line them up here on the platform. Anyone interested in either or baptism, church membership, talk with me and let me know. Have I forgotten anyone's announcement? To encourage more participation, I'm counting on you to speak loudly, and I'm not going to ask for a roving microphone to be carried all over from place to place. This do in remembrance of me. What comes to your mind? Who would like to be first? What is it that you remember? John, loudly, please. Right. Someone else. Stan.
I have to say patience.
He's been patient with you. Took a long time to grasp all that he did do for you. Dick and then Emily.
When I think of Christ going on the cross for us, I think so often of, the physical punishment that he endured was really bad, really hard to go through. But so much more than that was the suffering that he went through when God the Father turned his back on him because he was bearing the sins of the world. That is unimaginable what that must have been like for Christ.
Three days and three nights he was in the tomb, but 3 days and three nights out of fellowship, what was that? Emily. That is something to think about, isn't it? Kind of like what we talked about in Romans chapter 9 this morning. He was willing to die so that you and I might be able to live. And Paul said, I could wish that I could just go to hell so that all of my Jewish friends would go to heaven, if that would work that way. He actually did it. He did actually give his life so that you and I could have life. Denise? just the love. He would have done it if there would have only been one sinner. Lauren, and then we're going to sing.
I just think about his faithfulness, and then also just the fact that even when I do sin, I have the ability to just talk to him about it, confess it to him. I don't have to tell somebody else. I can just have that relationship with him because he died for my sin.
Isn't that a wonderful thing to realize? I don't have to tell somebody else what I have done. There are multitudes have been for years and years and years, and they're told, you have to go in that little room and you have to sit there and you have to tell everything to a man. We can go right to God. And we've learned in Romans chapter 8 that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with words which cannot even be uttered. And we saw also in Romans chapter 8 that our Savior, the Lord, sits at the right hand of the Father. And what is He always doing for us? He is always presenting our case to His Father. This do in remembrance of me. We'll take some more in a moment. Girls, you have to be flexible on which song we're going to sing at what time. I just wrote them all down. Having said that, we're going to sing number 72. What do you remember? Kim.
Mine is similar to one of Lauren's points, but I am just in the read through the Old Testament and the things that God's people needed to do to come to God, and how God's people would wait until
there's God's grace to us. We have not, in the first 8 chapters of Romans, we have seen grace mentioned numerous times. You know what word is coming up in chapters 9, 10, and 11? The other one, mercy. Mercy. In those first 8 doctrinal chapters, us receiving what we don't really deserve. And then we're going to embark in talking about God's mercy, withholding from us what we and the Jewish people really did deserve. It is amazing as you stop and think about the process. I don't want to use the word rituals. The process which God's people had to follow in the Old Testament someone else. Judson.
What always comes to my mind is the freedom that we now have through Christ to have our sins forgiven. He did that for us to have that freedom. Now we're not slaves under sin. Now we're now able to confess our sins to Him at any time. Have the relief of knowing that we're okay in His sight. We're covered.
That's right. Once again, thinking about Kim's statement about how that it was only once a year, the Day of Atonement, that the high priest would offer sacrifices for the sins of the whole nation. Every day the priests were busy offering sacrifices for individual people. But there was no access. The commoner could not approach God. And I think of the words in Hebrews, maybe in chapter 4, let us therefore now come what? Boldly unto the throne of grace. Boldly. This do in remembrance of me. Gene? Once did it. Ethel. Until afterward. Well, praise the Lord, there have been multiple millions and millions of people, though, down through the centuries that have gone and sat in that little box and said their thing. Yep. Doesn't happen that way with everybody, Ethel. A lot of people are slaves to tradition. Mark. Obedience. You ever have trouble with obedience, Mark? Oh, my word, do I. We all do, don't we? I don't know how many fly swatters my wife wore out. My mother. Scratch that off the disc, okay? How many fly swatters my mother wore out on the back of my legs because I was disobedient. He was totally obedient. One of the things that I remember is the humanness as he prayed to the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane. Father, if it be what? Possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, If that can't work, not as I will, but thy will be done. There's your obedience. We'll take some more in a minute, but Kim and the just the multiple things they had to go through, Jean's comment about what she remembers is that he only had to do it one time. If you want a blessing, go home tonight and read Hebrews chapter 10. It's in Hebrews chapter 10 where it talks about how that it was not possible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. And there was always in the observance of those things a remembrance of sin. They knew it hadn't been taken away. It was covered over, but it was still there. But our Lord, one time, in that 10th chapter of Hebrews, it says that the priests of old never got to sit down because there were people always sinning and always bringing more birds or animals to be sacrificed. That was the life in a day of an Old Testament priest. Never got to sit down. But it tells us in Hebrews 10, he offered one time himself, his blood. And then you know what he did? He sat down. You have a printed song there in front of you. Not all the blood of beasts. You'll recognize the tune. This do in remembrance of me. Is there someone else? Karen. Okay, good point. We do forget. And boy, did Israel forget. Brian. Right. Someone else. Margot? All right. Remembering his holiness. Thanks for a mom that was alert and had some guidance to give. This do in remembrance of me, someone else. I don't want to cut anyone off. And by the same token, I don't plan on dragging this on if there is no one else that the Spirit of God has spoken to. Lauren, would you please come and sing a special before we actually I think this has been a special time this evening. It's not our usual. I just sense that it would be good to give you folks a chance to show how you remember what our Lord has done for us. There are so many things one could cite and talk about. The list is almost endless when we really stop and think. Leaving glory to come down here to become one of us, knowing full well what that meant. The world he was coming into, how he would be treated and rejected. And ultimately hanging on that cross, rejected even by his Father for a time, because his Father could not look upon sin. He's a holy God. But the work was done. And after our communion service is done, don't get up and walk out. We have one more song we want to sing, and that's He Lives. You say, well, that's an Easter song. It's become an Easter song to us, but I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. And that's how our service will end in just a moment.